government of Nigeria and people of Nigeria are not happy, are saddened, like turned by this continuing senseless killings of persons. It has not yet been profitable to anyone. It has only been bringing disaster and calamity to families, friends, and associates. So government is not happy about it, and the reports indicate, and I understand that about 8 people lost their lives, ability, or others are receiving treatment in various hospitals in Kano. The National Emergency Relief Management Agency has been mobilized, mandated to move swiftly to Kano and has done so to provide relief and support to families who are possible, especially victims who are recuperating. The security agencies have also switched into swift action, and I'm sure that they will find some work and also perhaps have links and be on the trail of those who have perpetrated this heinous act of cowardice.
Some people are expressing concern that people are increasingly afraid following the what appear to be escalating violence against unarmed civilians in Nigeria. How is the government going about to reassure people as well as improving security to protect these Nigerians?
Escalation is not, I don't think that is what it is. Of course, yes, there is growing incidents. Here and there are pockets of incidents of blast, but it's not escalating in a manner that you find everywhere in the cities and villages and so forth and so on. However, whatever the degree is, it is still of concern to government and citizens, because everyone desires peace and wants to live in peace in a country that is fast growing. Government is concerned, like I said, and has ordered all forces to redouble their efforts. And I want to assure you that for every one blast, two or three others would have been averted by the actions of the security services, either at the police level or intelligence level or even the military level. So I am just optimistic that it won't be long before we are able to get past this. After all, reports indicate that some of the residents and people who perpetrated this are beginning to realize the folly of action, of their action, and belonging to that group of civilians. And a few have, I think two or three have decided to walk out of that place, and I think that signifies a good beginning.
Recently, the president had called on some occasions security chiefs to urge them to redouble their efforts to prevent some of these incidents. You said for every bomb blast, there are two, three or more that the security agencies are preventing. Are these being made known to the public?
Yes, we have been letting citizens know of the efforts of the security agencies. Even yesterday, one of the syndicates that specializes in kidnapping around this area has been busted. And we have made it known to the citizens today. We're collecting reports about the various incidents hopefully by Wednesday. We should have full reports of most of numerous other cases that have been busted by the security, and we'll let them known to the public. But I want to assure you that, and please note that we have never hesitated to announce publicly the successes recorded by our forces in averting and tracking this incident.